Good morning, everyone. Today is the 10th of April, Saturday morning. And we see the holiness of God in contrast to the weakness and vileness of men. Paul said, "What I would do, I don't do, and what I don't do, I do do." I'm paraphrasing. There's a lot of doo-doo with the works of men. In fact, Paul called the works of men dung. He said he was a Pharisee. The Pharisee brought up under Gamaliel. And he began to recount all of the higher education that he had with the Pharisees and how he counted all but dung. I am black but comely. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. I am a simple man, O Lord. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Thou art all fair, my love. There's no spot in thee. When I do good, evil is present with me. Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Ye are complete in him, you're perfect in Christ Jesus. Ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord and by the Spirit of God, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Well, I read in Song of Solomon 1:5, Psalm 51:5, Ezra 16:6, Luke 5:8, Song of Solomon 4:1, Job 42:6, Song of Solomon 4:7, Romans 7:21, Mark 9:2, Romans 7:18, Colossians 2:10, and Colossians 1:28, 1 Corinthians 6:11, and 1 Peter 2:9. We are in a struggle between the spirit and the flesh. And anyone that denies that is just not being truthful. You're not supposed to lie, Christians. There are Christians out there that say that they no longer struggle with the flesh. I don't believe them. That has not been my experience. It's been a lifelong struggle for me between the spirit and the flesh. And until we get our glorified bodies, we're going to have this struggle. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. May the good Lord be with you this morning is my prayer. God bless.